And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
Welcome back. We are Lisa Grillin' Guys. We are having an interesting little tippy chicken conversation there during the break. But we're back. And you want to talk about some other kinds of meat? One of the things that I've noticed in this COVID time, Tim, is that pork prices seem to fluctuate a lot during this. And sometimes you could get the stuff. I shop at Meijer for some of my things, not my meat, but I, you know, you'll walk by the meat case and they'll have breasts for 99¢ a pound, right? And then the next time you go back, it's $2.99 a pound. And chicken, pork does the same thing, man. It just seems to be.
Buy one, get one, but it's $10 a pound.
Well, yeah. It really isn't. But maybe we could talk a little bit about today, this time of the year. What are the values? Does the product fluctuate throughout the year? And if so, what do you see that's a good value this time of year?
The product continues to fluctuate. And right now, all the things you can't talk about, Dr. Seuss books and Mr. Potato Head and everything else, and you can't mention China. But the fact of the matter is China is buying up all the pork they can get. So that's driving pork prices up right now.
Well, they bought up a lot of our big companies.
Yeah.
Like Smithfield.
Yep.
And Smithfield owns
several brands. We talked about
many.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like Oscar Mayer and Hormel, I think, are the only two I can buy if it's not at your place. But I love Oscar Mayer bacon. It's dependable.
Yeah.
So anyway, so the pork is
prices are, you know, going up, but yeah, it's going to fluctuate in different cuts. Like now we're getting close to Easter. So the pork butt price always goes up because of making sausages for Easter. And so that's an item that's going to continue to go up. Ribs have stayed up.
Say that again.
Pork butts.
Sausages for Easter?
Yeah, kielbasa.
Huh.
So you know,
what about hams?
We love our kielbasa hams, which that's a spike. So through the year, they're saving up hams.
Oh, that makes sense. Sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because you know,
well, they
got to
just put them in a can, don't they?
The hams?
Ship them over to America?
No. Yeah, for more than
that. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yep. So some of those prices are staying up. Still with pork, in my opinion, the best value still is that loin, the loin meat.
Mm-hmm.
And just because we've talked about this before, pork the other white meat, taking, you know, the fat and people, I just can't make a good pork chop. So, you know, number one is, you know, only cook it to about 145, 150 degrees. It'll stay moister. Mm-hmm. But still, the bang for the buck, the loin meat is the best. And it's very, very versatile. You can use it for anything. You know, marinate it before you grill it or, you know, smoke it, brine it, whatever you do. So that's
And you're
one
talking
of the
about
values.
The loin that's the size of a softball, not the tenderloin that are the size of like
Correct.
A tennis ball.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it would be like a boneless pork chop.
Right.
So that boneless pork loin. Uh-huh.
In your meat case, I know you stuff that. Too.
Yeah.
You'll cut it thick and cut a butterfly a little bit.
Yep, the stuffed pork chops.
Yep.
And
those are so good.
Oh, thank you.
I have bought your stuffed pork chops numerous times because I'm too lazy to do that. And I'll tell you what, I take all the credit.
And we started doing an apple stuffing that we're using in the pork.
Really?
And my guys, they wrap our, they'll stuff our pork tenderloins. They do a really, really beautiful job. I mean, the
So are you butterflying it then and rolling it up like a pinwheel?
The tenderloin itself, you can't roll.
No, loin.
The loin, so those we're just cutting as a thick bone-in chop off our local pigs. And cutting about an inch and a half thick, butterfly it open, and then put the stuffing
leave
in there.
Leave a little bit connected.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Do you leave the bone on it when you do that so it holds it together?
Uh-huh.
So you cut it right down to the bone, and that's kind of your hinge to...
Yes.
Okay, that's what I was doing wrong, because it was always... I was trying to make my own, and I was using boneless, and it would, like, separate there. And so I just started just roasting them with the stuffing on top.
Yeah.
Which was pretty nice, too.
And you can
No wonder his
too.
Are better.
But the apple stuffing... really comes out nice. I mean, apples and pork.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
It's a great marriage anyway.
Apples and pork chop? Yeah.
And for like Teresa and I, we'll get maybe a smaller pork tenderloin. That's just about enough, you know, that and, you know, I'll let her have three green beans. I'll eat one and that's a meal. You
Right.
doing that.
Yeah.
So that comes out pretty good too. And even the pork tenderloin is still a great value as well.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Chicken, you were mentioning about chicken. And we're just talking about drumsticks, not your fave. But people that are looking to do wings, if you took the drumette section, that
like
first
those.
Section.
I do love those.
And if you, and actually at the risk of sounding like a sales guy now, but we're running 5 pound bags of drumsticks for like $3.50.
Really?
Yeah, so like 70 cents a pound. And wings, you know, you're paying almost $5 a pound. So
well,
you got
we're going
like,
to Sobey Meats right after the show then.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So what a great value. And if you think, yeah, we like wings, but they're so expensive and what you get, I really encourage people, take your wing recipe and try it on drumsticks.
Do you have, so you have the actual wings on sale?
The drumsticks.
Oh. Yep.
So we have wings all the time also.
Sure.
But we're blowing out drumsticks.
Is that because they don't sell as well?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, the chicken used to be when I was a young feller learning how to cut meat, you know, everybody threw the wing away and now the chicken is raised for the wing.
Yeah. You know, there's probably a business opportunity here for Buffalo Wild Legs.
Yeah.
But I think I'll pass. That's clear. They've already done that. But anyway, Hooters went out of business in Grand Rapids, right?
But what a great value. And then the other one are boneless, skinless thighs. Very versatile, and even if you're going to do beef, and maybe a lot of gals would rather have chicken, they smoke or cook up quite quickly because they're so thin.
Right,
and
you know,
versatile.
I did always enjoy a drumstick from KFC. The Colonel could make one that I would eat, but it was because it was from Colonel Saunders.
Yeah.
And I think their deep fryers.
So you enjoyed the breading more than the chicken.
Well,
then.
They've got a ton of crap on them, but they also fry them in a pressure cooker. They have like a patented deep fryer.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And so it pressure cooks and deep fries at the same time.
Yep. So funny you mentioned that. I'm going to put a quick plug in here. The Levin Herbs and Spices, you know, the old commercial we had years ago, we have that breading in our shop.
Oh, right.
So the people that were producing that, you know, and you can't say, what is it? You know, Kentucky Fried Chicken. Right. Well, the Colonel, you know, it's owned by Pepsi. And so we can't advertise it as that. But the people that were making that, we have that breading in our shop. So it's Mary Kay is the producer of that. And they're because they had that recipe, they just can't call it, you know, Kentucky Fried Chicken breading. Right. But it's the same stuff.
You like it?
Yes. The thing is, and I would agree with you, you got to get it like deep fry it.
Right.
That's the kicker. And we don't eat much that's deep fried. We don't deep fry it at the house.
Right.
Very much at all.
It makes a mess and it smells a house up.
Yeah.
And that's an outdoor thing for me when I deep fry.
Yeah.
I did make some. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's what I did Sunday for that party is everything I did was outside on the deep fryer.
Right.
And that's where the chicken came in. I took those breasts and I put them in a really nice beer batter. I sliced up a bunch of my last few Vidalias from last year.
Oh.
Still have them in the fridge.
Yeah.
And did onion rings, and I did French fry. It was a total deep fry fest.
That's
the only healthy thing we had was some cauliflower.
You can deep fry that, too.
Right? Chicken is very healthy.
So. Right. Yeah, right. Yeah. It's one of those things is the last time I deep fried, we did a being the Lenten season that it is, Friday night last week, we did a fish fry. I went and bought some cod, frozen cod at Gordon Foods or wherever it was. I mean, just a little pound of it for Lisa and I. And she wanted fried fish. And we couldn't figure out where to go to get it, so we did it at home.
So you actually have that breading.
Yes.
I want to do some Colonel Saunders chicken.
Yeah.
I got my deep fryer out.
Yep.
You have, so what do I do? Do I put water, beer in it, make a batter out of it?
No, it's more, it's dry, and you're going to do like a dusting of it.
Because that stuff at KFC looks more like it's wet.
Well, that's the extra crispy one that you always buy, the one that's really good for you.
No, I just buy the regular one.
Okay, because I know
that goes on dry.
Yeah,
so they must dip it in egg or something first, then
buttermilk, something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, coming up next, we're going to run around the barnyard a little more. We might try to catch a little Easter lamb. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Fenn Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fennville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine, Fenn Valley Vineyards. Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance, and while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com.